You hear us say it all the time, the right tools in the right hands. And there's a reason. And Chase in Baytown has encountered exactly that. And it's about siding, so we're going to turn to one of our Home Show Hardy pros. That's Bill Jackson, Advanced Home Exteriors. Bill, can you help us out with Chase this morning?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
All right, here's his problem. He says, I'm having a house built out here in Baytown, and the outside walls are wavy. Most of the long runs of Hardy siding are broken up by exterior windows, but it's even wavy between them. Is this something I should be concerned with? The builder is a custom builder and doesn't seem to think it's a problem. I've never noticed it on other houses, but never really paid attention until I started building my own. Bill, what's the deal with this?
Well, you know, these builders, they'll get a lumber package out there and put the house together quickly. As the wood dries, as the wood studs tend to dry, they'll bow. It's not a problem structurally for the Hardy plank, but it is aesthetically. That Hardy plank is going to follow the curvature of the wall, whether it's in, out, backwards, forwards, whatever it is. So what we do sometimes, if the customer is concerned about it aesthetically, is we'll put oriented strand boards, which is like a half-inch plywood product.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put that on the wall first, and then the vapor barrier, and then the Hardy plank will follow that plywood. So it's a flatter surface. It's
right.
Not going to be as noticeable because you're going to be attaching it with that as a backer.
Now,
so,
as far as the integrity of the Hardy is going to be fine. It's just like you're saying, aesthetically, it's got some waves to it in this case.
Yes, absolutely. And you can't really tell it that much when you're looking at it head on. But whenever you get down the side and look, there's thousands and thousands of houses in Houston that have the same issue. And structurally, it's not an issue. It's just aesthetically.
Okay, so here's the million-dollar question for Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything he can do about this?
He could wrap the house in sheathing.
Oh, so he'd have to take the siding off and put it back on.
Oh, it's already on?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing he can do now.
Okay.
No. But I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, no builder's going to go to the time and expense of planing down studs to make it perfectly, you know. So
bring out their NASA laser sights and, yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah, and I've seen it all the time, too, where, you know, these quick home builders will throw it up, and within 6 months, the wood's twisting and bowing so badly that even though the Hardy plank went up straight initially, it'll start moving and waving. So
something to keep in mind if you're ever building a custom home. You want to consider putting some sort of sheathing before you put up the Hardy, so it'll at least mitigate some of that movement.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
That is what makes Bill Jacks a Home Show Hardy pro right there, okay? You want to learn more about him and all the Home Show Hardy pros, you can go to homeshowradio.com and click on the Home Show Hardy pros, or actually Bill's buttons right there on the homepage for Advanced Home Exteriors. Bill, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Sure, Charlie. Glad to do it.